Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, where we do it more than we talk about it. My name is Carmen, and I'll be your host tonight. Let's begin with prayer. The prayer for tonight. Father, you are holy, awesome, magnificent, and worthy of all our praise. I come before you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, tonight we ask that you give us give me an anointing to break the listeners free, to help the listeners to break free from the lies of the enemy, and give them instructions give them instructions to live and to know how to obtain your blessings, and so that they won't miss out on all you have for them. Show them, Lord, how when their mouths are used wrong, they miss out on your blessings, what you want to give them. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer tonight. And I thank you for everything. Lord, I ask you to bless each and every person, Father God, that listens to this message. I pray for Prophet Randy and his family and PGN, Father God, and all the ministers too, Lord. I pray, Father God, you keep them safe and bless them in Jesus' name. First of all, let's begin by saying that I'm amazed by the many deaths that have come this new year on social media. We've heard about Betty White, who was almost 100, and she missed it by a few days. Bob Saget from Full House, who played a widowed father. Meatloaf, and he sang some heavy-duty songs. I didn't personally listen to him, but I remember as a kid, my dad would play the radio station, and I would hear his music. But it wasn't until one day I looked at his video, and I saw how demonic the music was. And even on the Spanish social media, we saw many Spanish actors passing away. In my own family, last year, a lot of people passed away. Dearly people that I really loved. Not to COVID necessarily, but just through other illnesses. So one thing that I've always said, that tomorrow is not guaranteed to anyone. And in this world, many think that they have another day, that they have more days. Nobody knows. And so we need to be careful with the time that we have on earth. We see so many, and God is trying to get our attention, you know, with all of this. I can't judge these people, and I can't say where they are, if they're in heaven or in hell. But one thing I do know, that the Word of God says that you shall know them by their fruit. I don't know if they are at the last minute they received the Lord. I don't know. I don't know where they are. Only God knows. So we don't know who has received God, who has received the work that Jesus did on the cross for them, you know, the shed blood for their sins, who has received them and allowed him to cleanse them from all their sins. We don't know. We don't know. But one thing I do know, that the Word says that, you know, it's by their fruit that we'll know them. So many are living lives not bearing good fruit. And they've gone to the other side. The death comes knocking at their door, and they die. They die in that bad fruit. And so my question to all of you are, do you really want to get caught up in death, in that state, if you're not bearing good fruit? Or do you want to be blessed going you know, going in and going out in that blessing, you know. So we got to be prepared at all times. There was something I heard about a man who went to a funeral, and it was for a friend of his. When they asked him to speak, he got up and he told them, he started preaching to them, actually. And he told them that they needed to repent because tomorrow was not guaranteed to anyone. He sat down next to his wife and then slumped over. He died right there. So little did he know, he would be passing away too. Maybe he did know that he was going to pass away. Maybe that's why he said what he said. And we're no different on PGN. We had our dear Miss Ruth pass away not long ago. She began her ministry, and it was flourishing. But little did she know that she would soon be passing away. And she was only 80. She was 20 years younger than Betty White. And who was to say? So nonetheless, no one expects to die when they do. I had a family member who went when they told her that she was going to die in 3 days, 2 to 3 days. She was in shock. She didn't expect it. She knew she felt didn't feel right, but she didn't expect it. She was still desiring to live, and she was eating. She wanted to eat good food. Even in her sickness, she wanted to eat. She had a desire to live, but because of poor choices, and she allowed poor speaking, she was miserable, and she was always speaking the opposite, and a very negative person. So what I'm trying to get at this is that's what you get when you speak the wrong things. In the past shows, I have spoken about how many enemies, how the enemy lies to us. And we have to be careful with the things that we're believing, because we can fall in his deception, and he does it so subtly. And we have to be careful what we believe, or else it can destroy us. But how does that work? Well, many people think that it's only unbelievers that need deliverance, but it's also believers. Believers, when they have a frame of thought and they're thinking a certain way, it becomes a stronghold. That mindset becomes a stronghold, and that's where the enemy attacks the believer. The enemy will attack an unbeliever, you know, with demons, but he attacks the believer with the way they think. So their mindsets have to change. The believer's mindsets have to change. People believe things over time, and at first it may not be a stronghold. At first, it may be just a thought, but as you believe it more and more and you start opening your mouth to speak what you believe is true, it's almost like think of a hand with long nails. At first, those nails go into the top part of the flesh of a person. But as it gets stronger, those nails get embedded into that skin, and it becomes part of that person. So, and that person starts believing and thinking and walking in those ways. So for the next few weeks, I'm going to be talking about certain things that have to do with the mouth, unless the Lord changes it. So I'm leaving room for that too. when God comes around and speaks his truth, he may use a prophet to tell you what God is trying to tell you, right? And God wants you to have that blessing. Yes, and you will say, yes, amen, I receive that. But while waiting for those blessings to manifest, then the stronghold pops up in your life, and you begin speaking the lies that are within you. So that's why it's important to spend time in God's word, to renew your mind, so that once your mind is changed and you know God's truth, that truth starts setting you free. Sometimes the stronghold is so strong that you need to spend more time on God's word, in God's word, to be able to be changed, truly changed, because you didn't get there overnight and you're not going to get there quick. Sometimes he is merciful and he'll allow you to have quick deliverance. But your deliverance, your being set free, comes in by spending time in the Word. That's why it's so important not to negate that time that you need to spend with God. You got to read God's Word. Let Him wash you with His Word. Sometimes we have to target those areas that need extra washing to get the body clean, right? You know, when you're showering, you need some extra time. The same with the mindset. You have to spend time letting the water, washing of the water of the Word, change you. Things that you believed for so many years, maybe things you were taught as a child. I mean, the enemy is so sneaky. He'll even tell someone that they're made for this or made for that. Oh no, that they need to do this, just like that young man that I told you about the other day that I had seen. And he was sick, and he had a lot of ailments in his body, and he truly believed that he was supposed to be sick. Otherwise, he wouldn't feel alive. So that's a lie. Whatever is evil, you can't receive that as something good, that it's going to do you good. If what God says is not how you see yourself, then you need to change what it says and line up with God's Word. You saying yes, I agree, what God says, but you need to get there by prayer, by spending time in the Word. And if you don't know, the best thing that you can do is say, yes, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. There's no better way than to walk in that humbleness, than to pretend that you have it all together. Because when you pretend that you have it all together, you're going to live a life the same yesterday, tomorrow, and the day after that. It's going to be all the same thing. But humble yourself. You need to say, show me your ways, God, that I may walk with you, that I may love you. Show me how to love you. Show me how to walk with you. You know, I love you. I want what you want. But if you don't allow him, he can't do it. You can pretend, and you're just going to be religious. And that's a lie from the enemy. Even that religiosity, pretending that you got it all together in the things of God, you're not going anywhere. And everybody will see it. Like I said last night on the Sean Show, our mouth speak what's in our heart. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We just can't be passive in hearing God's Word and reading God's Word. We have to actively, proactively do that. Lining up with God's Word isn't through osmosis. And you remember that in school they would teach us that, you know, there were certain things that can penetrate into another substance through osmosis, and it becomes one. But that's not how we learn. In learning things, this doesn't happen this way. And people are being lied to by the enemy. So look what a study that I found about studying, you know, about learning. It says, you will never learn something by osmosis. Learning by osmosis isn't a thing. Don't expect to record a lecture, listen to it in your sleep, and actually learn anything. The brain doesn't work like that. Learning doesn't work that way. The ways that it does learn, that you do learn, is through repetition. That's why God says to meditate on God's Word. Meditation on God's Word is repeating God's Word in your mind, practicing it, seeing it, you know, visually. You know, watch a movie that has to do with that. That helps. Hearing God's Word, that helps. Discussing God's Word with other people in Bible study, that helps you to learn God's Word. But sleeping is a time for you to rest your body. Be in a dark room where melatonin kicks in. That's a hormone that kicks in to allow you to fall asleep and to be at rest. Your body needs rest at night. And so if you're not doing what you need to do during the day, you're not going to get it at night. You're not going to get it at night. I mean, I've tried that, and I tell you, I haven't been able to. to gain, you know, God's wisdom through listening to scriptures. All I get is a tired body. So I don't know about you, but these studies say that listening to something while you sleep can have a condition effect, but it's not quite like you're going to receive all that you can when you proactively pay attention to what you're listening to. But there's much more to learn about these subjects. They don't know a lot about it. So not saying that I know everything myself, but when I'm trying to listen to something when I'm half asleep, and I've done this when I went to college and the university, and honestly, I didn't get anything, just a tired body. It's best to rest and then wake up and proactively seek the Lord. Sleep is important. Sleep is important. Don't allow yourself to not rest, and you need to rest and pray. Pray before you go to sleep, because there are some demonic activities. But if you're prayed up, these things won't affect you. Okay, so be careful if you're praying, if you're not praying before going to bed. All right, and wanted to say something else, which I'm going to lead into our mouths. So we are supposed to meditate. The only thing that I know that I've looked in the Word about nighttime is to meditate on the Word day and night. And so when you meditate on something, you roll that over and over in your mind. You say it over and over until you understand and understand what God is trying to say. But I've never read anything about, you know, leave the Word running, and then you can, you know, have more of God in that sense. No, I haven't heard that. So we have to be careful that the enemy doesn't come to lie to us and make us think that we're actually receiving something when we're not. So it's a vicious cycle of thinking the lies of the enemy, and then you continue with that, and then you're never getting anything, and you continue with the lies, and it's a vicious cycle. And that's where the enemy wants you to be on there, like a little treadmill for, you know, the mice. They get on it and they can't get off of it. Well, we got to get off of some of the lies that the enemy tries to give us. Well, whenever we get out of balance in our bodies, in our soul, in our spirit, it starts showing up in our talk, in our mouths. Our mouths are like a rudder, like I mentioned last night, and a rudder on a ship. And a rudder on a ship is like a person that doesn't have understanding on how to lead their life, right? If a person inside isn't understanding how to steer that rudder of that boat, it'll end up somewhere else. So we need to allow God through His Holy Spirit to guide us, lead us. Then and only then will our life go in the right direction. This is for you. This is for me. This is for all of us. I don't care how long you've been in the Word of God. This is for us. We can't get out of what God is saying all the time. Are you allowing God to stir your life, to lead you, to guide you? If so, you're meditating on His Word and you're reading it and proactively doing it on purpose, right? Praying for that direction. These things aren't done passively. You have to do it proactively. And so nothing passively, not even in life, you get anything out of it. So remember weeks back when I was talking about how we are to overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So what are you speaking? Testimony is about lining up with what God says, saying what God is saying. So are you saying what God is saying? He wants to bless you, but you get a word. When you get a word from a prophet that you're going to be blessed, you're like, yes, okay. You see it, but you don't line up with what God is saying. And so that is where our battlefield is.
That's where we have to battle the enemy, not believing what he says and believing God, doing the things we need to do in order to obtain those blessings. You know, it's believing. Man, when you truly believe and you line up with his words and you allow God's words to transform you, then there's something new that happens in you. But sometimes it doesn't happen automatically. For some people, God bless them. God will deliver them right away. But for others, it takes a while. So, like, for example, we were talking about if you need a job, right? And, I don't know. And then you start talking wrong. I don't know why I can't get a job. You're speaking against your blessing. You want love. You don't want to be alone. And then you start talking about rejection. Well, I don't know why I can't keep a man. Or I don't know. I want to find somebody, but I can't seem to find the right man or the right woman. Be careful what comes out of your mouth. Line up with God's word. It will come to pass. But sometimes you're close to it and you open your mouth and say the wrong thing. So some people want a home. And they'll say, well, I'll never get a house, not on this type of job. I'll never have money enough to get my house, my dream house. Well, there you go again. You're talking the wrong thing. Or it might be in ministry. Well, you want to serve the Lord and you want to do, and God has spoken to you that he's going to use you and all that. But if you start talking negative about what God is saying, then you're not going to see those days. So I want you to be blessed, and that's why I'm going to begin speaking about the mouth and how to line up our mouths with what God says. So in the next few weeks, if God permits, unless he has something different for me to say, we're going to be talking about how to use our mouth, how to line up and start seeing some blessings, because I want you to see those blessings in your life. I don't want you to miss out on your blessings because you didn't know. So give me a moment here. You can write these scriptures down so that you can meditate on these and understand that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And so if you're not lining your words with God's word, you're speaking death. You're speaking death. And this is what happened with Joshua and Caleb. They spoke life, but the rest of the other leaders of the tribes that went into the promised land, they spoke death. And that's exactly what they got. They never entered the promised land. The only ones that entered were Caleb and Joshua. So be careful that you're not speaking death in your life. Psalms 34, 11 through 13, it says, come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many days, keep your tongue from evil and your life from speaking lies. The fear of the Lord, God says, is the beginning of wisdom. So if you want wisdom to see many days, keep your mouth from evil and speak and from speaking lies. So because when you're not lining up with what God says, then you're a liar. Because God is not a liar. So then who is? We are, when we don't line up with his truth. Okay, so you want a true life? You want a life that has truth? Then you need a lot of wisdom, right? If you can come, if you can keep your mouth from evil and not speaking lies, then you'll obtain your blessing, right? Then you'll be full of life. Without the fear, right? So you'll have life and many days. So it prolongs your days when you have God's truth. Amen? So Proverbs 13:3, he who guards his lips guards his soul, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. There you go again, death again. So you're made up of body, soul, and spirit. Your body is what we can see in the physical. You have to take care of it. You have to wash it. You have to feed it, right? You feed the body. Your spirit man is your inner man. Without your body, you don't have a life together with the body and the spirit, that's who you are. Your soul, that's your whole personality. That's your where your mind and your will and your emotions are. Your soul is where your weaknesses appear first, where everybody can see them, where the enemy gains access to. So he wants to gain access to your mouth. You want to guard your soul, then guard your lips. Guard your lips. If you don't guard your tongue, it gets out of control, then you're not a master of your words. So in Proverbs 21:23, it says, he who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity. What's calamity? I looked up for the definition of that. It says, an event causing great and often sudden damage or distress, a disastrous event marked by great loss and distress, and lasting distress and suffering, a state of deep distress or misery caused by major misfortune or loss. So it says, he who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity. You don't want loss. You don't want distress. You don't want suffering. So keep your mouth. Guard it. Guard it. Like what I'm doing right now, I'm a security guard, and I have to keep watch of the gates from things coming in. So what God is saying is to keep your mouth guarded and your tongue from things coming out or going in. So we don't want to speak what's wrong, and we don't want to allow things, you know, to come in our mouth either, you know, like bugs or anything like that. So guard your soul, guard your life. Proverbs 15:4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Wholesome tongue, huh? Wholesome tongue is the healing of the tongue. So if you have a tongue that's wholesome, you're not speaking things that are not unwholesome. That's life. So if you know you are a sinner, then you know you need healing. If you got a tongue then that offends and needs, then you need healing, right? You say, no, I don't offend. Okay, well, then this doesn't apply to you. Then you don't offend. You don't need it, right? So only the humbles are going to be the ones to receive it. So you don't need it because you don't need it, right? The healing of the tongue. So far, those are that know that they offend, this is for you. There is healing for your tongue. And then that is a tree of life. Have you heard a person talking and what comes out of their mouth? You just like being around them because the words that come out of them are so, you just like being around them because they're healing. They're healing. They're a tree of life. They're words that come out of their mouth. You use your tongue correctly, then it will be a tree of life to others. If you use your tongue in a perverse way, you're using it in a wrong way. If you misuse your tongue, there's a breach. There's a leak. You don't want to have a leaky mouth. Have you ever gone to the dentist and had a cavity? And when the doctor goes in there, he numbs your mouth. And he's working on your mouth. And when you come out, you're like, and you got saliva coming out through the side of your mouth. You don't want to have a leaky mouth, okay? You don't want to have a leaky mouth. So be careful. You don't want to have a breach. Don't misuse your tongue. And sometimes people, when they're in the dentist and they have that numbing of thing, they even bite their tongue. Do you want to bite your tongue because you said something wrong? When some people will say, bite your tongue because you just said something wrong. You're not using your mouth for good. You try to speak, and all your liquids will come out of your mouth, right? It goes all over, and everybody gets to see it. Do you want that? If you guard your tongue, that's good fruit. That's good. But it also is the tree of life. There's healing that not only brings life to you, it brings life to others. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 18:21. Whether life or death, each one of us will eat the fruit of whatever we speak. Is your fruit sweet? If it is, then you'll eat sweet fruit in your life. If your fruit is bitter, you'll eat bitter fruit. The choice is yours. You can find out a lot about a person when you hear them talk. I just sit down, and I'm a people watcher. I sit down and I listen. As a nurse, that I used to be a nurse's aide, I would check the eyes, the ears, and the tongue to see the condition of a person. As a dental assistant, which I was many years ago, I would help out through the military. I could see the condition of a person's health, how their tongue looked and their mouth smelled. So, I guess God has always had me looking at all these things. As a psychology student, I recorded what a person would say, and we can find out a lot of what that person would have in their heart. We would record them and then study what they had said. Words that come out of your mouth can reveal a lot about a person. God shows us that he sees the same. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So the life that you create with your words, because we're creating a life with our words, is creating life or death. Let me check here. I have 13 minutes. And I do apologize. I won't be able to take calls because I'm on a time schedule here. I began working, and it's kind of hard to take calls and, you know, fulfill my obligations. Well, Dr. Jesus can tell the condition of your tongue too. So can the enemy. All he knows is what comes out of your mouth. God knows because he looks at in your heart and your tongue. So the enemy can't tell what's in your mind. God can. He can see what's in your heart, but he can't. But the enemy can't. He only sees what's coming out of your mouth, and if what he's doing is working on you. So God can see your two spiritual conditions. Your heart and your mouth are connected. Okay, your heart and your mouth are connected. And so I'm running out of time because I have to get to do something. But I'm going to continue with this. Let me give you a little bit more before I wrap up the show. Matthew 12:33-37, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and the fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. Then that wasn't what I said that at the beginning. You shall know them by their fruit. It says, you brood of vipers. He's speaking to the religious leaders of his time. How can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The good man out of his good treasures brings forth what is good. And the evil man out of his evil treasure brings forth what is evil. And I say to you that every careless word that men shall speak, they shall render account for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Versus being justified versus condemned. So I'd rather be justified than condemned. I don't know about you. Here in Matthew 7:17-18, it says, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a tree produce good fruit. A rotten tree produce good fruit. The other day I bought a pineapple, and I noticed that the color of it wasn't too good, and I tried to pluck out a portion of it, and it was bad. It was totally bad. And so we have to be real careful with the fruit that we have, because nobody's going to be able to enjoy that fruit, neither the listeners nor you. When you see the fruit, you know the tree is bad too, right? And I saw the fruit. Then I knew that where that pineapple was coming from wasn't any good. So think of it this way. The fruit is your mouth. The tree is your heart. Okay? The fruit is your mouth. The tree is your heart. If your heart is good, your fruit is good. Okay? Good tree produces good fruit. Bad tree produces bad fruit. Okay? So your heart, you need to be careful and you need to guard your heart so that what comes out of your mouth is good too. All right? So your voice, your mouth, your words are indicators of what's in your heart. Okay? So I want you to meditate this week on what you're saying and being careful with what you say and what you tell other people. When you go to the doctors because you're not feeling well, the doctor says, stick out your tongue and say, ah. He wants to see the condition of your mouth. He wants to see the condition of your health. So Jesus knows that. Dr. Jesus knows that by our words. When we come to Jesus and tell him we love him and go to church and speak in tongues, God knows the real condition. You can do all that, and your real condition can be something else. He wants to see the condition of your heart, and he's checking your tongue. Okay? He's checking your tongue. Dr. Jesus is checking your tongue. Okay, Song of Solomon. We were talking about Solomon some weeks back. Song of Solomon 4:3. Your lips are like a scarlet thread, and your mouth is lovely. Your temples are like a slice of pomegranate behind your veil. Scarlet thread. What does that mean? That indicates sanctification through the blood of Jesus. So her words were sanctified. Her words spoke life. The lips have been touched by the blood. Her mouth is lovely. So is your mouth lovely? Are you a bride that's speaking lovely words? That is, let me look at that scripture again. That your lips are like a scarlet thread. Are your words sanctified? So we need to be careful what we say. And if we do say something wrong, go ahead and apologize. But be careful. There's some people that want to correct, to embarrass you, and it's best to leave those prideful people alone. Song of Solomon 4:11, your lips, my bride, drip honey. Honey and milk are under your tongue, and the fragrance of your garments are like the fragrance of Lebanon. Honey and milk. What is honey and milk? Features of the promised land. Okay? Those are the promises. So you're speaking like God is speaking about your promises. You're believing and speaking God, what God is saying. That's what Joshua and Caleb did. That the beauty of the promised land is seen in the bride, in her tongue, in her lips. The beauty of her lips. Okay? Is this true about us? Are our mouths lovely? Are our lips featuring beauty? Are our lips indicating sanctification by the blood of Jesus? Amen. Okay, so I'll leave it there because I'm running out of time. And I hope that you take this and run with this week and watch and examine your words so that you can receive God's blessing, because I want you to receive God's blessings, okay? Well, God bless you and keep you. And thank you for calling in tonight. And I do apologize that I can't take calls tonight until my schedule changes and certain things happen. Just pray for me so that I can get back on and I can do some prophesying and more of God's word with more freedom. Well, God bless. God keep you and have a wonderful week. Good night.